The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It's the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live on a Wednesday afternoon. My telephone number is 877 Bob Live, 877-262-5483. Just a quick note before I forget. Joy and I have the privilege of being at Central Baptist Church down on Frank Road in Columbus again this Sunday. This will be our third Sunday in a row that we've had the privilege of being at this great little church. And I mean, it's a great little church, and we have met several of you in the last 2 weeks. It has been an honor and a privilege to be able to meet you, talk with you, get acquainted with several of you. Thank you. Now, I always say this. I want to draw people away from their own home church. If you have a good, solid, Bible-believing church, that's where you need to be. If you don't, or if the time works out, the morning service at Central Baptist is at 11 o'clock. If you go to your church and then come there at 11, fine. But you need to be in your own church. But if there's a way, you can get there and not avoid your church. We'd love to see you. Again, this coming Sunday morning, last two Sundays have just been incredible. I mean, they really have, and we're looking forward to being there again. And then in just a few weeks, we will be at the Bridge Church in Lancaster. I always get Lancaster and Newark mixed up. Always have for 45 years, and I always have to mentally think. I have no idea why. Really, I've got this mental block. Be Newark and Lancaster, and they're not similar anyway. Lancaster. Or no. Yes. Lancaster. The Bridge. We'll be there in May for a couple of Sundays in a row. And they're in a brand new building. So excited for them. Anyway, that's where we'll be in the next few weeks. President Biden is going to be giving his first message to a joint session of Congress. It's State of the Union light. By that, I mean, it's not exactly a State of the Union address in the traditional sense, and, well, in fact, not at all. But it will be an address to the joint session of Congress. The only problem is there's not going to be anybody there. Well, about 200. Normally, it's about, what, 1,100, 1,200 people in the chambers of the House with the galleries and all that stuff. I think it's 1,100, 1,200. Nancy Pelosi is only inviting about 200. So it's basically going to be empty.
Well, Bob, of course it's going to be empty. They got to think about COVID, you know?
Well, a couple problems with that. Number one, almost all of the senators and representatives have been vaccinated. Almost all of them. So even the CDC says if you're fully vaccinated, wear a mask, you can come sit next to each other. So it's not really COVID. And by the way, the impeachment for Donald Trump, they didn't have any problem coming together then. No, because they were doing something really important. They were trying to impeach Donald Trump. So it's going to be weird. It's going to be strange. A joint session of Congress with about 200 people. We have been assured that President Biden will not be wearing a mask when he gives his speech. I bet he does when he walks up to the platform. I don't know, but anyway. That is, tonight he is going to make his case why we should spend a few more trillion dollars. We've already spent many trillions, and we need to spend some more, and we need to tax some more people. And, of course, it will only be the rich. Promise, 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 pinky promise. Only the rich will be taxed. What about the capital gains? You want to raise capital gains dramatically. That impacts everybody. If you own your house, capital gains impacts you. If you have a small family-owned business, capital gains impacts you. But, oh, no, 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 only the rich. And then, of course, we're going to raise the corporate tax to one of the highest corporate taxes in the world. But you know, of course, that American corporations are not going to leave America and go to a country where they can produce goods cheaper. Of course they won't. No, 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 no. And, of course, you know that those corporate taxes, the increase, will, you know, it's not going to be passed on to the consumer. Of course not. Oh, my goodness. Just a teeny-weeny little bit of common sense can make sense out of what in many cases is just nonsense. So the president will be giving his address tonight. Explaining why he wants one of the largest tax increases in modern American history. And you know, of course, he's going to take full, complete, total, absolute, unconditional credit for the COVID vaccine, when in reality, he had nothing to do with the development of the vaccine. Nothing. Zero, zip, zilch, nada. And most of the distribution plans came out of the Trump administration. Not all of them. I want to make that clear. The Biden administration has taken where we were with the Trump administration and have gone further. There's no doubt about that. But if President Biden takes full credit for the vaccine, the distribution of the vaccine, watch carefully. His nose just might grow a little bit. Just watch. It could. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, guess who the really evil people in America are today? I mean, the really evil people. Well, you probably already know. It's us. Yeah. Interesting story from CNN. Yeah, you folks are the problem.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Have you ever wondered how the German people, the Polish people, allowed over 6 million Jews to be stuffed into train cars, carted off to concentration camps, and then murdered? Have you wondered about that? Did they know? A lot of them had to know. Then how could people with some kind of moral compass turn their face from such an inhumane atrocity? I suppose there are many reasons why, but one of them is the government. The government kept saying, they're the problem. Those Jews, they're the problem. They're troublemakers. They cause trouble. They've always caused trouble. They're going to cause more trouble. They're going to cause hurt to the motherland, the fatherland. The Jews were constantly pointed out as the troublemakers. How is it that lynchings occurred here in America? How is it that white people would allow other human beings, just of a different color of skin, to be arrested, hung from trees around cities and so forth, because they were told they're the problem? When they move in, things happen. When bad things happen, they're the cause. They're the bad people. They are. You see what I'm saying? And I believe what I'm saying is rooted in fact and history, sadly. Now, I don't think that white evangelicals are going to be hanging from trees anytime soon. I certainly hope not. But the government and mainstream media, and by the way, mainstream media was in bed with Hitler and the Nazis. Hitler and the Nazis could not have accomplished what they did without the complete cooperation of the media. Now, why did I bring all of that up? Because I am seeing more and more and more stories about white evangelicals. They're the problem. They're the problem. Here is the latest. Here is a CNN story and video. CNN's Breonna Keller. Keeler, I guess, K-E-I-L-A-R, Breonna Keeler. Never heard of her, but she is a CNN correspondent, and she put together a video in a segment called Roll the Tape. And here's the gist of this story and this video. People are going to die from COVID because of white evangelicals. Everybody else is getting their vaccine. Everybody else is. All the demographic groups, racial groups, religious groups, everybody else is getting their vaccine, but not those crazy white evangelicals. Here's the headline. What evangelicals are hearing from some pastors about COVID. CNN searched the country, and they found a handful of white pastors who call themselves evangelicals. I have no idea whether they're evangelicals or not. But they caught some video clips of pastors yelling and screaming, don't take the vaccine, don't take the vaccine. The vaccine's from the devil, the vaccine's straight out of the pit of hell. If you take the vaccine, that means you're taking the mark of the beast, blah, 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 blah. Now, have any of you have heard anything like that in your local evangelical church? Of course not. So they found a few unbalanced preachers and acted as if they represent all white evangelicals in America. Here's the problem. They completely ignored Robert Jeffress. Robert Jeffress is pastor of one of the largest evangelical churches in America. Robert Jeffress repeatedly has encouraged his congregation, hey, folks, why don't you go get the vaccine? Why don't you go get the vaccine? Franklin Graham, probably the best-known white evangelical in America, possibly the world. Franklin Graham has written several editorial pieces. You know what? I think it's best to get the vaccine. In fact, I think it would please Jesus if you were to get the vaccine. But we are seeing, concerning the vaccine, this is like the fourth article I've seen in the last 30 days. If people die, it's going to be because white evangelicals refuse to get the vaccine. And because they won't get the vaccine, people are going to die. On racial issues, it's the white evangelicals. They are the ones that are resisting the anti-racism movement. They are resisting critical race theory. It is the white evangelicals. Hey, folks, listen. White evangelicals are far from perfect. Far from perfect. But we are seeing more and more movement from government sources and the mainstream media. You know, we're the ones that are the crazy anti-science people because we believe in creation. We're the crazy people. Every one of those white evangelicals carries guns. They probably have fully automatic machine guns in the trunk of their cars. All of them. These are the kinds of exaggerations that we're seeing more and more often. And don't expect it to stop. So do we spend all of our time defending ourselves? Nah. Just be a follower of Jesus. Be a person of the book. Be characterized by your love for Christ and your love for all people, all races. Just be an obedient disciple of Christ. The world is going to hate you. Jesus warned us of that. Have you read the Gospels lately? Jesus repeatedly warned his disciples, they hated me, they're going to hate you. There's going to come a time that the world is going to think they're doing God a favor by killing you. We've had it so easy for such a long time. Those easy days may be over, but our purpose, our goal is still the same.